USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC is warning of a fourth spike in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations as multiple states begin to roll back their COVID restrictions. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that he was lifting the state's mask mandate and ending all restrictions for all businesses next week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Wednesday that now is not the time to release all restrictions, but that individuals do have the power to take precautions for themselves.
Now is not the time to release all restrictions. I do think that, as I said in my remarks, the next month or two is really pivotal in terms of how this pandemic goes. As we scale up vaccination, we really do need to decrease the amount of virus that is circulating as we're trying to vaccinate all the public. I will also note that, every individual is empowered to do the right thing here, regardless of what the states decide.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
A group of illegal immigrants who were released into the United States have tested positive for COVID-19. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
More than 100 illegal immigrants released into Texas by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have tested positive for COVID-19. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for Brownsville, Texas, says the city doesn't have the authority to halt migrants who test positive for the virus from traveling anywhere in the United States, although officials advise them to quarantine and follow federal health guidelines. Regarding the rise of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, former Acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says,
"We're also looking to project it at this rate at 1.4 million total individuals trying to illegally enter this country. Right now, we're looking at almost 5,000 a day that we are encountering on the southwest border illegally entering."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Senate Republicans have moved to slow down the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, having the Senate clerks read the entire bill aloud on the Senate floor. The move is something any senator can request, but is usually skipped by unanimous consent to move proceedings along. The reading of the bill is expected to take about 10 hours before 20 hours of debate on the bill commences. Senator James Langford says the main issue he still has with the bill is the price tag. The Oklahoma Republican tells Newsmax TV that there are billions of dollars in the bill to pay for programs that still have unspent money from the last relief package.
The biggest issue on this that we've asked the question on, this is $2 trillion. Last year we had five bills totaling $4 trillion. There is still $1 trillion that is unspent from last year's bills that are still sitting there. Just yesterday, Joe Biden announced that they've got all the vaccines they need and they're ready to go through May to be able to have every adult in America have a vaccine. But they have tens of billions of dollars in additional vaccine money in this bill. And we're asking the question, what is that money for when we already have all the vaccines paid for and they're already on their way? They have tens of billions of dollars for testing, but we still have $17 billion left over from testing money from the previous time. They've added $170 billion for education. To give you a picture of how big that is, a total education budget for the entire federal government for all education nationwide is $67 billion. They say they need $170 billion for COVID.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.